Hey everybody, please make sure to go ahead and rate, review, and subscribe. Thanks. 50. Documentary film. Let's get to the new miniseries, rather than film, I guess. Quiet on Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV, which is now streaming on Max, and I think you can purchase it in other places. It's created by Mary Robertson and Emma Schwartz. And the synopsis is a docuseries that uncovers the toxic culture behind some of the most iconic children's shows of the late 1990s and early 2000s. So this one gets into mainly creator Dan Schneider, who did some of the biggest Nickelodeon shows like Drake and Josh, iCarly, Zoe 101, and many others. And he really dominated that time period and kids' television because, for one, like many, I was obsessed with those shows. Drake and Josh was probably my favorite show growing up. I loved iCarly, Zoe 101. Like, I was a big Nickelodeon guy. And this documentary, as for anyone who's probably already familiar with it and who grew up watching those shows, they have pretty much ruined them by this documentary. Not that I'm upset about that, but the magic of those shows are pretty much gone after having watched this, because the toxic culture, as the synopsis says, is pretty insane. All the things that Dan Schneider put young child stars through in terms of abuse, the very weird sexualizing of certain sequences and scenes across all of his shows. It is really, it's hard to even break down and talk about specifically because there's so much that is unbelievable. And for anyone who hasn't seen it, it's probably widely known now at this point, now that it's been out for a little bit. But there is one whole episode, at least, devoted to Drake Bell, because he went through extreme abuse from his coach, Brian Peck, not related to Josh Peck of Drake and Josh. But that was, for me, obviously, many other people were affected and abused and assaulted in various ways, so I'm not discrediting any of that. But for me personally, having grown up watching Drake and Josh, Drake Bell was, I don't know if he's a childhood hero, but he was that character that brought me so much joy and comfort. I listened to his music. Growing up, I still listen to his music. I think he is so talented, and I love him. And learning what horrible, evil, unspeakable things happened to him while he was doing these shows and during that whole time period was like heart-wrenching. It was like my childhood, I guess you could call it like a childhood hero, who was seemingly happy, full of joy, laughter, talent, was being horribly abused during this whole time period, like while making Drake and Josh and all that. And so it really, I was like in tears. I don't really tear up very often when it comes to any kind of movie, but that, I guess, nostalgic childhood connection I had with Drake Bell growing up in that Drake and Josh show, it really hit me hard and it's a very tough watch, especially for anyone who has grown up watching those shows. But it should be for anyone, obviously, considering the subject matter. But it's a very, very well-made documentary. It's only 4 episodes. I think there is one more coming out soon that I might try and cover when it does, with more Drake Bell interviews, I think. Could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's the case. But the 4 episodes that there are, very well done, covers a lot of ground, gives you the whole timeline of Dan Schneider's rise and then everything with Drake Bell and Brian Peck. So highly recommend, one of the better, more compelling in a dark way documentaries I've seen in quite some time. Very, very glad it has come out, because over the years, I had heard a lot about Dan Schneider and the very bad culture and atmosphere and environment on set with him. And I was like, I can't really seem to get a good clear picture on this. Like, I believe people. And then this comes out with real definitive time after time after time, you know, stars speaking out and everything with Amanda Bynes. That's really shocking. I didn't know much about that at all, with her relationship with Dan Schneider. The one star of Zoe 101, who played sort of the quote-unquote pretty girl, like kind of typical cutesy girl, she is a part of this documentary, and she speaks out about how miserable she was on set because of how she was being presented, how Dan Schneider acted. And there's many, many interviews with various people who have developed lifelong problems because of this childhood environment that they are subjected to on set. So you got to be in the right mood for it. It's not a crowd pleaser or a mood booster, but it is very, very important information to know. And again, I'm glad it's out there in the public for a wide audience to see, because that's not something that should ever happen. And especially for as long as it did with all these Dan Schneider shows and then with everything with Drake Bell. So that is a 5 out of 5.